The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Thank you for joining us today for Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. Every day we share essays from a variety of contributors, stories or observations or commentaries about people and places, you know, where we live. Bruce Berg lives in Jamestown, and he's been writing and voicing his work for us for years. Today his commentary is titled Walter Brennan Time.
I wondered at one time if I would sound like Walter Brennan when I reached the threshold of age. Walter sounded like the classic old guy, and I could hear myself doing a commentary sounding like, today's essay is centered on North Dakota bison. But I don't think I took on the old guy's sound. Now, I may have heard two guys commenting on my age while listening to an afternoon commentary. One said that my voice suggested I was at least 60 years old, and the other listener said that he was sure I had to be at least 70. They were both wrong. But without being too specific about myself, I like what Frederick Buechner said about older age. And I quote, "Old age, as the saying goes, is not for sissies. There are some lucky ones who slow down, to be sure, but otherwise go on to the end pretty much as usual. For the majority, however, it's like living in a house that's in increasing need of repairs. The plumbing doesn't work right anymore. There are bats in the attic, cracks and dusty, and the windows are hard to see through. There's a lot of creaking and groaning in bad weather, and the exterior could use a coat of paint," and so on. The odd thing is that the person living in the house may feel, humanly speaking, much as always. The 80-year-old body can be in a precarious shape, and yet the spirit within as full of beans as ever. If that leads the senior citizen to think of all the things they'd love to do but can't do anymore, it only makes things worse. But it needn't work that way. 80-year-olds might take note of 8-year-olds. They can play at being 8-year-olds, for instance. Stiff knees, hearing aids, and poor eyesight are no fun, but there are those who marvelously survive them by somehow managing to see them as, well, in spite of all, a little funny. Keeping or learning a sense of humor about self may be the best or may be the only way to cope with the ravages of age. And as Walter Brennan would say, you got that right. This is Bruce Berg, Jamestown.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.